שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 65. The article Exile and Redemption. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Again, Kabbalah for the Student, page 65, Exile and Redemption.
Let's read.
Harmony between religion and the law of development, or blind fate. And among these nations you shall have no rest. And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all, and that you say, we will be as the nations, as the families of the countries.
Meaning, what is the Torah saying here? These are verses from the Torah that, first of all, if we're talking about the point in the heart, which is called Israel, or whether we're talking about the group, which is called Israel, it doesn't matter. However, those who go towards spirituality, those who already have a point in the heart and it's burning, received a force from the light which surrounds them to shine, then that spark within that point in a person doesn't let him rest, and it aims him to the goal, and he won't know how to run from it, even if he would want to, and he will have to, he must carry out his fate and come to the revelation of the Creator, and also help others, as it's called, to be a light to the nations. The nations are called all those egoistic desires in us that are contradicted and on purpose are in us in such a way so that through that struggle with them, we will scrutinize the light as good and great. Therefore, everything is created upon the contradiction between the spark and the matter, the egoistic matter, as the spark is called Israel, direct to the Creator, and the egoistic matter is called the Goyim, or the nations of the world, or all of creation. And all of our work is to feel ourselves as being between the two, between the force that draws us towards the Creator and the force that draws us the opposite way, towards the matter, to materialism, and to do all kinds of forces in corporeal and spiritual organization in order to support the spark until we compose, correct the soul, the components that are called the soul. Clear? No questions? Okay, let's continue.
ולא ימצאו להם מנוח כמו שאר העמים שנתערבו בגויים ומצאו להם מנוח עד שנטמעו ביניהם ולא נשאר מהם זכר.
זאת אומרת, אלו האנשים שיש בהם ניצוץ,
meaning those people who have a spark, a point in the heart, won't nevertheless be able to come down until they find that connection with the Creator. And even if they're trying to run into their will to receive, it won't help them. Eventually, these people will have to realize, implement their point in the heart, because it's higher than all the other matters that it's a part of. Because it's the godly part from above, and this matter is altogether the will to receive, the corporeal will to receive. Therefore, all the efforts that man makes to be between his will to receive, and even though he runs away from implementing his spark, can only be in order to do a spin and return to the same implementation, which can be in this lifetime, it can be in another incarnation, maybe in a change of states, but nevertheless, there will always be a return to that same mission. Questions? None. Wonderful. We're moving onwards.
Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him.
Whoever follows the spark is called Israel, Yasharkel, direct to the Creator. And certainly there's no connection to his nationality or anything like that, just like it was in the times of Abraham and those who followed him, and with all the 70 nations of the world who joined him, different parts from in Babel and throughout of our history. There is no difference between the corporeal source of a person. This is all judged only according to the spark in the heart. So those who have a spark, that spark obligates them to implement it. And this is where they certainly need to be more exertion on behalf of men. But nevertheless, this spark defines things and decides and doesn't let him rest until he implements it. Yes.
This can be examined by studying Providence and the verse which states about us, the Torah is true and all its words are true, and woe to us as long as we doubt its truthfulness. And we say about all the rebuke that is happening to us that it is chance and blind faith. This has but one cure, to bring the troubles back on us, to such an extent that we will see that they're not coincidental, but steadfast providence intended for us in the Holy Torah.
Meaning we have no choice. We're in a process which is part of a program. And this program is before us and above us. That's why it's upon us to learn it and observe it as much as possible. In this we have forces that resist it, forces that overcome it. Specifically, because we have all these different contradictive forces, we don't just carry out this program like parts that have no independence, but rather because, or thanks to the evil inclination, thanks to our ego, we feel ourselves not belonging to the program, not belonging to the process, not belonging to the Creator, contradicted to him. And then, by the proper usage between right and left, the desire to bestow, which is the Creator, the desire to receive, which is the creature, we can come to the middle line, where we become independent and similar to the Creator, meaning we benefit twice as much. And that's all thanks to this angel called the evil inclination. So the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us, that's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception, how with wisdom we can use the will to receive. Yes?
And we should clarify this matter by the law of development itself. The nature of the steadfast guidance that we have attained through the Holy Torah, as in the path of Torah and Providence. A far more rapid development than the other nations has come to us, and because the members of the nation developed so, there was always the necessity to go forward and be extremely meticulous with all the mitzvot of the Torah.
Meaning certainly people who have more clarity of the point in the heart, must be ahead. And that's how they can attract, draw the society to the spiritual goal. And there are those where the point is less burning. It's not that they're second grade. But there are roles in the souls. And there are those that really are meant to pull on behind them, like where we see corporeally all kinds of leaders and directors of different sorts, and there are those that, no, not necessarily, and we should differentiate that there's in mind and there's in heart, there's work. There are very smart people that sit silently in universities and institutes of different sorts, and there are those who are screaming and very loud, and they're in the parliaments and governments. So we have different kinds. So to differentiate in spirituality, it's not so much so, but nevertheless, there's a difference in roles, and therefore there are those who are more meant to draw the nation towards spirituality, and there are those who are more meant to organize the people, just like Moses also organized things that way. So that's why we need to care both for this and for that. Next.
And because they would not do it, but wish to include their narrow selfishness, meaning the lolishma, this developed the ruin of the first temple, since they wished to extol wealth and power above justice as other nations.
That's why there has to be spiritual development in the ten above everything. Its importance is first of all, and certainly there need to be people who care for this, engage in this, and push everyone towards this. And amongst them there are those who belong more to raising the spirits, and there are those that are more to arrange things according to the demand of the spiritual development, to arrange the tens, etc. But it all has to do with the spiritual development. And other than that, there's other work in the group that has to take care of things administratively and in dissemination and in the dissemination factory. Not that this is not spiritual, but nevertheless, this does not belong to the individualistic implementation of a person in the ten. But of course, this work is also very important, because we exist only in order to spread, to publicize the method of connection amongst the nations. Is that clear? Well, Dudi?
Why can't one person be included of all of that? A Kabbalist is supposed to be included of all these things.
Okay, well, let's say that there's no Kabbalists amongst you yet.
What does it mean that it does not directly have to do with the person's personal realization?
As we are working now on the publicity of it, as we're now in preparations for the big convention in 2 months, are you asking about that?
Yeah, that this does not have to do with one's personal realization.
This is nevertheless something very general. There are many things in it. I need to do there, I don't know, a part of the stage. And you need to be in the kitchen, and he has to be in the electricity and something else. It's not that we are working inside of my ten, or your and his, where we are truly working on the connection between us. It's something that is nevertheless, it's not that it's less in any way, but it's a different order, a different management of it. Just like it's customary in our world, a person comes to the house of prayer, there's order, there's the gabbai, the collector, there's the person who manages things, who awakens him to all kinds of conversations, discussions. Doesn't matter what form of house of prayer. That's how it is. When he comes to work, then he's a manager in the work, and he arranges things this way. What are you asking?
So, wait a second. Regarding this personal work, he has to have a manager. Someone has to manage his work in the ten.
In one's personal work, he has to have a ten as the manager. And the creator inside the ten. But we also need the creator and the ten and the person to organize appropriately. For this, we have several people that are protecting whether it's organized correctly inside the society. Only relative to the ten. Only relative to the work in the ten.
We see that there is a problem to practically separate these two attitudes.
Okay, so be confused for the time being until you get some blows and you'll feel it, and then you will see that there's no choice. For the time being, we're not talking about that. Let's read onwards, please.
But because the Torah prohibits it, they denied the Torah and the prophecy and adopted the manners of the neighbors so they could enjoy life as much as selfishness demanded of them. And because they did that, the power of the nation disintegrated. Some followed the kings and the selfish officers, and some followed the prophets. And that separation continued until the ruin.
Yes. Where did this start from? Just like you're saying, justly. These engage in spirituality and those are engaged in corporeality. What's more important? And then from the nature of things, where there's the burdening of the heart and problems, etc., those who are arranging life are more important than those who are organizing the internal connection in the society where you don't see yet the benefit from them. And therefore, all those followed those officers. So that's not good either. We can't without them. But it's not good that there's these in place of those. And that's how it is. Life is complex. Next.
In the second temple, it was even more conspicuous, since the beginning of the separation was publicly displayed by unvirtuous disciples headed by Tzedok and Baitos. Their mutiny against our sages revolved primarily around the obligation of Lishma. As our sages said, wise men, be careful with your words, because they did not want to retire from selfishness. They created communities of this corrupt kind and became a great sect called Tzedokim, who were the rich and the officers, pursuing selfish desires unlike the path of Torah. And they fought the Pulshim and brought the Roman kingdom's rule over Israel. They are the ones who would not make peace with the imperious, as our sages advised by the Torah, until the house was ruined and the glory of Israel was exiled.
So those who went in order to bestow in adhesion between them, like the Maccabees, etc., they are the Poshim. They are of a spiritual degree. For them, the force of bestowal is the main thing. And against them were those who said, Nishma, we don't know what that is. For what should we do that? It's enough for us to do it like this, to observe what there is. And they are called Tzedokim. And this is how the nation was divided until these Kabbalists, the Poshim, truly became a small minority in every generation, and all the generations were filled with the Tzedokim until this day. And the whole difference is Lishma. Lishma, only. There is no other division and no other discernment other than these saying that it's a must that we have to reach this. It's not that we want to get closer to this. We're every day scrutinizing what Lishma is, how to come to it, how to implement it. And there are those who say, thank God what we have. Yes, Eli.
If it's possible to understand what did you just say, I'm not sure that I understand about the officers. So the officers and eventually those that brought about the separation are those people that were spiritually developing and put the emphasis on corporeal management?
We understand that the whole of development is through the increasing of the will to receive. That our ego constantly increases more and more and more. That's evolution. And upon the ego, which is increasing, we need to rise in spiritual degrees more and more and more. Meaning this is the actual reason that awakens us and obligates us to rise. That's the ego. Where the burdening of the heart all of a sudden becomes in some leap, a big leap, then some of the people, even those who were in spirituality, are not capable any longer. They're not capable. The hands fall off, the mood drops, everything is forceless, and they manage to succeed, to exist the way they can. They find no forces. And it's not just like some temporary thing, a descent like we know and see and feel on ourselves. It's simply, first of all, this is the matter that's happening in the whole of the people, in the whole nation. We're talking about a group of people that is thousands and thousands. And then the nation began to crumble into groupings and willing, not willing, like this and like that. And all of this, of course, the burdening of the heart, and also in corporeality, not just in spirituality. There's the wife, the children, our earnings, and all those things. Seeming there's no other reason for this change other than the fact that it's necessary for spirituality to overcome. But this is how it happened. Well, and those people are saying, that's it, okay, so we will stay like that. What can you do? The Creator will save us when we are not capable to participate with this process any longer. Leave us quietly somehow. But also, if don't leave us quietly. They didn't want that. They became administrative managers, let's put it that way. I don't want to do any parallels here. Any parallels here? Yeah. But they dealt more with administration, and slowly they became a government. And it's just like with us here, all the governments and etc. And it's natural. Here, everyone goes to spirituality with us. That's different. Here, we're talking only about certain roles that we have to do this and that. But in the people of Israel, there was a division even from the times of Moses who divided them that way. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it this way. There were those who engaged inside the tent of eternality for everything. And dealt with spiritual things, the high priests and the Levites and Israel. The nation was divided into tribes. Each tribe was divided into many things, meaning there was a division. It was very powerfully done administratively, and it's all work. And that's all necessary for spirituality, to create a framework from which that framework is where groups, tens, etc. exist. But here, We are talking about other things, where simply people fall through the burdening of the heart. We need to understand that they rose to the degree of the highest of the first temple, which is Mochin of Chaya. All they're missing is Mochin of Yechida in order to reach the end of correction. But they can't do that, because for Mochin of Yechida, they need to join to them all of humanity. And that's where they started to fall. And also their descent was aimed from above. It's not that seemingly the Creator expected them to overcome it. Because the plan of creation was for them not to overcome, for them to fall and fall and fall until our time's here. Yes?
Is there something that we can learn from this? Because here people are in spirituality.
They were in spirituality and then they had a descent. But a persistent descent, a gradual percent descent, where we see from this whole process, we can learn the opposite process from it. Yes? And everything ends specifically from in the second temple, in the ruin, where they reached hatred. And he's saying that from the first temple to the second temple, despite the fact that there were very big problems in the nation, but they didn't have any doubt that Lishma is what is needed to be done. That actually the Lishma is the goal. That's how you need to live in a spiritual degree. Whereas in the second temple, in the times of Rabbi Akiva, it already came to a state in which the people truly left. So much so that they began to prefer spiritual, corporeal above spiritual development, which is what brought forth Rome and Greek and their philosophy, etc. Meaning, what's good for corporeality? And that's why the matter of the Prushim and the Tzedokim is clear. It actually started to be disclosed from the first temple already. That's where there were the officers. Where does he write about this? About the first temple and the officers? No, I think there's another place where he writes it. Okay, this is very good, only that today I need to give New York to speak for some time. Oh, Monterey first. Monterey. Please.
Hola amigos, igual es para hablar un poco del
Hello friends.
Congreso de Nueva
York. Regarding the New York Congress.
De la preparación que estamos haciendo cada uno de nosotros aquí en el grupo de Monterrey.
In our preparation, in the preparation that we're doing here in Monterrey.
Participando con alguno de los equipos que existen en Nueva York. Yo por mi parte estoy.
We're a part of the teams that are preparing the congresses. I'm working with the team that's preparing the lessons, the study materials, and this invitation to all of our friends from South America, from the whole world, to join the preparation for the congress, so that we'll feel the importance of what is the congress for us. The Congress that we have to prepare in our participation.
Okay, and New York?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Yes.
Nice. So we're really closing in on the Congress. We wanted to invite friends to a few important things. Right after this lesson, there's a meeting of the Global Activities Team. That's the team that plans all the activities that we do after the lesson. And an hour that we have, it's really crucial dissipating that, because this is our spirit. There's a Zoom meeting right after the lesson. I think there's a slide for that. If you can write it down. It will also be passed in all the chats of all the teams. But this is important. You can leave this up, please, so people can see it. Additionally, tomorrow at 10 a.m. New York time, which is 5 Israel time, we have the master lineup meeting for the entire Congress. So all the teams are going to be there. Everyone who wants to participate and to listen to how the Congress is going to unfold. It's like a dry run, like a general rehearsal of the entire Congress. It's going to be till 11:30. With everyone. The gathering of friends, 15 minutes afterwards, everyone. Global meal. We're going to have friends. Going to be a ration. Zoom.
Lo shomim. Leo, lo shomim.
We can't hear you, Leo. You cut up.
Tomorrow, after gathering of friends, about 15 minutes after the gathering of friends, there will be a North America meal open to the whole world. It's going to be a global meal. It's our last opportunity to celebrate together before the Congress. So we invite everyone to join. The Zooms are in the chats. Please join us. It will be another step forward towards the Congress. Thank you, friends.
That's it. Good. What do we have here today? Well,
Rob, sorry, I have a question. Is it possible to say that our entire work is to only all the time try and achieve faith above reason?
Yes. Yes. Other than that, there is nothing. That is the goal. That is the spiritual degree. It's the difference between this world and the spiritual world, where in this world we're operating according to reason, and in the spiritual world we're operating according to faith above reason. In this world we're operating according to Malchut, in the spiritual world according to Bina. That's it. That's the difference. Okay? Yes.
And what's the difference between faith above reason and lishma? Or the connection?
Faith above reason and lishma are the same thing. Same thing. I don't want to differentiate between them. Of course, there are differences, but it's the same state. Only from it, there are all kinds of ramifications or results. And that's why it's called so. Faith above reason and lishma. It's not important. Not for the time being. Do we remember how we feel when we are in the servitude of Egypt? Yes? Where I have before me some problem, and it draws me, let's say, not to go to the gathering of friends, let's say, to the Yeshivat Chavarim, as an example. And I didn't go a few times, and I gave myself a word that this won't happen again, let's say, like this evening. Right, Niv? So that's it. You're committed, that you're obligating yourself, that I will go, and then you suffer so much, I can't suffer, tolerate myself, I hate myself if I don't do it. And the time comes, and you start to feel that you can't move, that you do, you don't do, maybe I'll forget, and maybe what else can be? Remind me, what else? Well, each, how you avoid things. It's like, your wife says, you have to stay, otherwise, yes, what else?
Work.
In short, you have messengers. The Creator sends you, the boss and your wife.
Dissemination is more important than Yeshivat Chavarim.
That also can be, yes, you're mentioned, you're reminded, you also feel, it kind of stick a little bit, right? You live with them and not die with them, right? So you have to, and more and more. Yes, and then what do you do? How will you overcome above that? If the friends now give you an awakening, and you go according to the awakening of the friends, is that above reason or not?
Within reason.
Within reason. So how do you depict above reason?
No. Can.
Well, yes?
You have to turn to the Creator to ask for strength.
The doctor says correctly, huh? Again. Good? It's clear, yes? Scrutinize such states between you, and it's good if you deal with these things in all kinds of doubts, in all kinds of clashes, how yes, how no, how I want, I don't want. Hear also what we talked about yesterday in the last lesson. Yes? Only last lesson, or? We also talked in the morning and also in the afternoon.
At the end of the morning lesson and during the afternoon lesson.
Yes, in the afternoon lesson. Very good. It's worthwhile to hear that and to incorporate in that state. It's worthwhile. Well, and where did he run away? Miron?
הודעות לסיום. ישיבת החברים העולמית, הערב משעה...
Announcements. The World Yeshivat Chavarim. We're inviting all of our friends from the World Kliuti and Night and to be together on the World Yeshivat Chavarim this evening at 6:45 Israel time. And Kabbalah Alam College is happy to invite you to an introductory lecture toward opening fundamentals, towards the opening of a fundamentals course. For further details, contact us. And the Virtual Congress, 14th to the 16th of December. In Arvut, as one man. Join us to watch the lessons, the Yeshivat Chaverim, the Mias, the songs, and everything else. For further details, 1.kabbalah.info. All the best.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives, voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together.
Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree,